Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're diving into something truly electrifying in the financial world. Bitcoin has just shattered its previous records, soaring to an astonishing all-time high of over $125,000. This isn't just another price jump, it's a significant milestone that really underscores Bitcoin's evolving role in the global financial landscape. For those who've been following its journey, this surge might feel familiar, yet it carries a weight and significance that feels distinctly new. We've seen Bitcoin's infamous volatility before, those dramatic swings that can make even seasoned investors hold their breath.
That's right. And you're absolutely right, this current ascent feels different, driven by a confluence of factors that are reshaping how we think about digital assets and their place in our portfolios. It begs the question, what exactly is behind this remarkable climb to such an unprecedented valuation? What forces are at play that have propelled Bitcoin to this new stratosphere?
To understand this surge, we first need to talk about what investors are increasingly looking for: alternative assets. In traditional finance, we have stocks, bonds, and real estate, but alternative assets are everything else: commodities like gold, private equity, hedge funds, and, of course, cryptocurrencies. Their appeal often lies in offering returns uncorrelated with traditional markets or acting as a hedge against specific economic risks. And right now, the macroeconomic climate is definitely presenting a compelling case for seeking these alternatives.
Absolutely. We're navigating a landscape marked by persistent inflation concerns, where the purchasing power of traditional currencies can feel like it's eroding before our eyes. Then you add the uncertainties surrounding interest rate policies: will they rise, will they fall, and what impact will that have? And let's not forget the ever-present backdrop of geopolitical instability, which can send shockwaves through global markets and create a general sense of unease. In times like these, when the familiar pillars of traditional finance feel less stable, investors naturally start looking for assets that might offer a refuge.
Exactly. Bitcoin, with its capped supply and decentralized nature, has increasingly been viewed by many as a potential hedge against inflation, a sort of digital gold, and a store of value in an increasingly uncertain world. This perception has been steadily building, bolstered by growing institutional adoption and a general increase in the credibility of Bitcoin and the broader digital asset space. It's a palpable shift, isn't it? When you consider the economic headwinds we've been facing, it's easy to see why people are casting a wider net for investment opportunities.
But beyond the general appeal of alternative assets, there are specific, more immediate catalysts driving this recent Bitcoin surge. And perhaps the most significant of these has been the advent and widespread adoption of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. Now, for many, the term ETF might sound a bit technical, but at its core, it's a brilliant piece of financial engineering that makes investing in an underlying asset much more accessible. Imagine an ETF as a basket of assets that trades on a stock exchange, just like a regular stock.
In the case of a Bitcoin ETF, this basket holds Bitcoin itself, or is designed to track its price. The real game changer here has been the recent approvals of spot Bitcoin ETFs in major markets, particularly in the United States. For a long time, accessing Bitcoin directly often involved setting up crypto exchange accounts, managing private keys, and navigating a landscape that could feel daunting to many. Bitcoin ETFs, however, democratize access.
They allow investors to gain exposure to Bitcoin's price movements through their existing brokerage accounts, without the direct complexities of actually owning and storing the cryptocurrency. This has opened the floodgates, making Bitcoin accessible to a much broader range of investors, from individual retail investors to large institutional players who might have had regulatory or operational hurdles to direct Bitcoin ownership. The result has been a significant influx of capital into Bitcoin, as money flows into these newly available investment vehicles.
It's a stark contrast to previous periods of Bitcoin adoption, where access was more fragmented and often required a higher degree of technical proficiency. This new era of accessibility is fundamentally changing the dynamics of the Bitcoin market. While new investment channels are undoubtedly a major driving force, we also need to consider the behavior of some of the most significant players in the Bitcoin ecosystem, the mega whales.
Ah yes, the mega whales. In the cryptocurrency world, a whale is an individual or entity that holds a substantial amount of a particular cryptocurrency. Mega whales are the titans, those with truly enormous holdings, capable of significantly influencing market dynamics. What's particularly interesting to observe right now is the trend of these mega whales moving vast amounts of Bitcoin into long-term storage. This often means transferring their holdings from exchange wallets to secure, offline, cold wallets or simply committing to holding their Bitcoin for extended periods, a practice affectionately known as hodling.
This strategic hoarding is a powerful signal. When the biggest holders decide to lock away their assets rather than trade or sell them, it signifies a strong belief in future price appreciation. It suggests they see more upside potential and are willing to forego short-term gains for long-term growth. This commitment to holding has a profound psychological impact on the market as well. Seeing these major players make such a strong commitment can instill confidence in smaller investors, encouraging them to hold onto their own assets.
Furthermore, this strategic hoarding directly contributes to supply scarcity. With a finite supply of Bitcoin in existence, when a significant portion of that supply is moved into long-term storage and effectively taken out of circulation for trading, it reduces the available supply on exchanges. Basic economics tells us that when demand remains strong or increases, and supply dwindles, prices tend to rise. So, this behavior from the mega whales isn't just about their personal investment strategies. It's a tangible factor contributing to the upward pressure on Bitcoin's price.
We're seeing trends in Bitcoin wallet distribution that indicate a growing number of long-term holders, and the mega whales are certainly at the forefront of this movement. When you step back and look at the whole picture, it becomes clear that Bitcoin's ascent to over $125,000 isn't the result of a single isolated event, but rather a synergy of multiple powerful factors creating what can only be described as a perfect storm for the digital asset. We have the macroeconomic backdrop, pushing investors towards alternative assets and Bitcoin as a potential hedge.
And we have the revolutionary accessibility provided by Bitcoin ETFs, bringing in new waves of capital from both retail and institutional investors. Plus, the strategic decisions of mega whales, reducing selling pressure and signaling strong conviction in Bitcoin's long-term value. These elements aren't operating in silos. They are interconnected and mutually reinforcing. For instance, the increased interest in Bitcoin as an alternative asset, partly driven by inflation fears, naturally leads to more demand for accessible investment vehicles like ETFs.
As more capital flows in through ETFs, it can also encourage mega whales to hold their positions, anticipating further price gains. There's also a fascinating correlation that some analysts are pointing to: the performance of U.S. equities. While Bitcoin has often been seen as an independent asset, its recent surge has occurred alongside a strong performance in the U.S. stock market. This could indicate a broader risk-on sentiment in the market, where investors are more willing to allocate capital to growth assets, including both stocks and Bitcoin.
Or it could suggest a growing integration, where Bitcoin is becoming more intertwined with traditional financial markets. The narrative of Bitcoin as digital gold is gaining traction, and its increasing integration into mainstream finance is undeniable. This milestone of $125,000 is more than just a price point. It represents a significant step in Bitcoin's journey from a fringe technology to a recognized, albeit volatile, asset class. It raises profound questions about its future trajectory.
Will this new all-time high be sustained? What new challenges and opportunities lie ahead as Bitcoin continues to evolve and mature within the global financial system? The road ahead is undoubtedly complex, but the current momentum suggests that Bitcoin's story is far from over. And that, I think, is a crucial point to emphasize. This isn't just a speculative bubble, or at least, the narrative around it has evolved significantly beyond that. We're not just talking about day traders hoping for a quick buck anymore.
The sheer volume of capital being channeled through these ETFs, from entities that are, let's say, a little more risk-averse than your average retail speculator, speaks volumes. Think about it: pension funds, endowments, even publicly traded companies that might have previously steered clear of anything remotely resembling the Wild West of early crypto. Now, through the regulated, familiar structure of an ETF, they can allocate a small percentage of their portfolios to Bitcoin. This isn't just about chasing gains, it's about diversification, about hedging against inflation, and about acknowledging that digital assets are becoming an increasingly important part of the financial landscape.
Consider the case of a large pension fund. Their primary mandate is to ensure the long-term security of retirement for their beneficiaries. Historically, this has meant a heavy reliance on bonds, equities, and real estate. But what happens when inflation erodes the real value of those bond yields? What happens when geopolitical tensions create volatility in the stock market? They need to find assets that can perform in these challenging environments.
Bitcoin, with its fixed supply and its potential as a store of value, presents an intriguing option. The introduction of ETFs has effectively removed the technical and regulatory barriers that previously prevented these large institutions from even considering such an allocation. It's a paradigm shift in how these traditional financial players view and interact with digital assets. And this brings us back to the digital gold narrative. For years, Bitcoin proponents have drawn parallels between Bitcoin and gold.
Both have a finite supply, both are seen as a hedge against inflation, and both can be held as a store of value. However, gold has millennia of history and a deeply ingrained cultural acceptance as a safe haven. Bitcoin, on the other hand, is a relatively new entrant. But the events of the past few years, coupled with the increasing institutional adoption facilitated by ETFs, are steadily eroding that historical advantage of gold. When you can buy gold exposure through an ETF, that's one thing.
But when you can buy Bitcoin exposure through a similar, regulated vehicle, and Bitcoin offers the potential for higher growth and the added benefit of decentralization, the argument for Bitcoin as a modern-day store of value becomes increasingly compelling. It's not about replacing gold entirely, but about offering a complementary, and perhaps in some ways, superior, alternative for a digital-first world. Let's delve a bit deeper into the mechanics of these ETFs and why they've been such a game-changer.
Prior to their approval, if an institution wanted to invest in Bitcoin, they had to navigate a complex ecosystem. They'd need to set up accounts with cryptocurrency exchanges, which often have varying levels of regulation and security. They'd need to manage private keys, which are essentially the passwords to their Bitcoin holdings. A lost private key means lost Bitcoin, a risk that many institutions are simply unwilling to take.
Furthermore, there are custody solutions to consider. How do you securely store large amounts of digital assets? Then there are the reporting and compliance aspects, which can be a nightmare when dealing with an asset class that's still evolving from a regulatory perspective. The Bitcoin ETF essentially abstracts away all of these complexities. The ETF provider handles the acquisition and custody of the underlying Bitcoin.
The investor buys shares of the ETF through their existing brokerage account, just like they would buy shares of Apple or Microsoft. The ETF is regulated by financial authorities, providing a layer of oversight and investor protection that was largely absent in the direct Bitcoin market for many years. This dramatically lowers the barrier to entry. It's the difference between trying to build your own car from scratch versus buying a car off the lot.
Both get you to your destination, but one is infinitely more accessible and less prone to mechanical failure for the average user. And the demand has been, well, staggering. We've seen record-breaking inflows into these ETFs in their initial weeks and months of trading. Billions of dollars have poured in, creating a constant, sustained demand for Bitcoin to back these new investment products. This isn't a flash in the pan, it's a fundamental shift in how capital can access Bitcoin.
It's the financial establishment finally embracing, or at least acknowledging, the potential of this digital asset. Now, let's circle back to the mega whales. Their behavior is a fascinating indicator, and it's not just about them hoarding. It's also about their strategic movements. You'll often see significant amounts of Bitcoin being moved from exchange wallets to cold storage wallets. Exchanges are convenient for trading, but they represent a point of potential vulnerability.
If an exchange is hacked, or if it goes under, those funds can be lost. Moving Bitcoin to a cold wallet, an offline hardware device, or a paper wallet significantly enhances security. When whales, who have the most to lose, are taking these extra steps to secure their holdings, it signals a strong conviction that they intend to hold on to that Bitcoin for the long term. They are essentially saying, this is too valuable to leave lying around on an exchange where it could be compromised or tempted by short-term trading opportunities.
This commitment to holding, or hodling, as it's affectionately known, has a ripple effect. When the largest holders are demonstrating such confidence, it naturally builds trust among smaller investors. It creates a psychological anchor for the market. It's like seeing the most experienced fishermen heading to a particular spot, you assume there must be good catches there. This long-term holding also directly impacts the available supply.
Bitcoin has a fixed, predetermined supply schedule, with new Bitcoins being mined at a decreasing rate over time. When existing holders decide to lock away their coins for years, or even decades, it effectively removes them from the active trading market. Imagine a limited edition collectible. If the owners decide to put them away in a vault, the number available for sale on the open market shrinks, potentially driving up the price for those still looking to acquire one.
So, we have this incredible confluence of factors, macroeconomic tailwinds pushing investors towards alternative assets and Bitcoin as a potential hedge. Democratized access via ETFs, opening the floodgates for institutional and retail capital, dramatically increasing demand. And mega whale conviction, with the largest holders strategically securing and holding their Bitcoin, reducing selling pressure and signaling strong long-term belief.
These aren't independent events. They are all feeding into each other, creating a powerful upward momentum. The increased institutional interest via ETFs, for example, reinforces the digital gold narrative, which in turn encourages mega whales to hold their positions. The reduced supply due to hodling, combined with the steady inflow of new capital, creates a classic supply-demand imbalance that drives prices higher. Now, it's crucial to acknowledge that Bitcoin remains a volatile asset.
This $125,000 all-time high, while monumental, doesn't mean we're suddenly in a smooth, upward trajectory with no bumps. We've seen significant pullbacks and corrections in Bitcoin's history, and it's entirely possible, even probable, that we'll see them again. The market is still maturing, and the regulatory landscape is still being defined. There will be news events, technological developments, and shifts in investor sentiment that can cause price swings.
However, the nature of this ascent feels different. It's not solely driven by retail FOMO, fear of missing out, or by a few early adopters cashing out. The depth and breadth of the demand, driven by sophisticated financial products and institutional conviction, suggest a more sustainable, albeit still volatile, growth phase. Let's consider the implications for the broader financial world. Bitcoin's rise to this valuation forces traditional financial institutions to reevaluate their strategies.
For decades, the financial world has operated on established principles and asset classes. Now, a digital asset, born out of a complex piece of cryptography, is commanding a market capitalization that rivals or surpasses many established companies. This is forcing a reckoning. Are they going to be participants in this new digital economy, or are they going to be left behind? The rapid adoption of Bitcoin ETFs suggests that many are choosing to participate.
Furthermore, this milestone highlights the ongoing debate about the role of central banks and traditional currencies. Bitcoin, with its decentralized nature and fixed supply, offers an alternative to fiat currencies that are susceptible to inflation and political manipulation. While it's unlikely to replace fiat currencies entirely in the short to medium term, its growing acceptance as a store of value and a medium of exchange puts pressure on the existing monetary system.
It forces a conversation about the future of money and the potential for decentralized alternatives. What's next? Predicting the exact future price of any asset is a fool's errand, but we can speculate on the trajectory. If the factors driving this current surge continue, sustained institutional demand, ongoing macroeconomic concerns, and continued conviction from long-term holders, we could see further price appreciation.
However, we also need to be mindful of potential headwinds. Regulatory crackdowns, significant security breaches, or a sudden shift in global economic sentiment could all impact Bitcoin's price. The narrative of Bitcoin is constantly evolving. From its origins as a niche experiment to its current status as a significant asset class, its journey has been remarkable. The $125,000 mark is not just a price point, it's a testament to the resilience, innovation, and growing acceptance of this digital asset.
It signifies a maturation of the market, a greater understanding of its potential, and a clear indication that Bitcoin is no longer a fringe phenomenon, but a significant player in the global financial arena. The question is no longer if Bitcoin has a place in the financial system, but rather what that place will ultimately be, and how it will continue to shape the future of finance. It's an exciting, and at times, a nail-biting ride, but one that is undoubtedly reshaping our understanding of value, ownership, and the very nature of money itself.
The conversation has moved from what is Bitcoin, to how do we invest in Bitcoin. And that, my friends, is a monumental shift. We'll be right back after this break on Baga Media, Tech Talk.